Welcome back to the News Brief. In today's edition, MacBooks to gain touchscreens, the traitor's US goes to the BBC, and Apple launches Business Connect. In our first story, in what seems to be a major U-turn, Apple is set to bring touchscreens to MacBook models, including the MacBook Pro, by 2025, also featuring an OLED screen. This report comes from Bloomberg's Mark Gurman, who stated Apple engineers are actively engaged in the project, indicating that the company is seriously considering producing touchscreen Macs. The first MacBook Pro with a touchscreen would retain a traditional laptop design with a trackpad and keyboard, but the display would gain support for touch input, like an iPhone or iPad. The first touchscreen Macs are likely to use a version of macOS, as Apple is not actively working to combine iPadOS and macOS, according to the report. iPhone and iPad apps are available on Macs with Apple Silicon chips, like the M1, unless a developer opts out. Apple has repeatedly dismissed the idea of a touchscreen Mac over the years, so this would be a major reversal in philosophy for the company if it moves forward with these plans. Back in 2010, for example, Steve Jobs said that touch surfaces don't want to be vertical due to arm fatigue associated with holding up a finger to the screen, and in 2021, Apple's hardware engineering chief, John Ternus, said the Mac was totally optimized for indirect input and said the company did not feel there was a good reason to change that at the time. I wonder what must have changed. In our next story, the US version of the BBC smash hit The Traitors has been acquired by the BBC and is set to drop the whole series on their streaming platform, BBC iPlayer, tomorrow, Friday the 13th of January. It will also be shown on both BBC One and BBC Three over the next 5 weeks. Differing from the UK series, which has been streamed more than 28 million times, it features celebrities as well as everyday Americans in the game. The US version is hosted by Alan Cumming instead of Claudia Winkleman. However, it is set in the same Scottish Highland Castle location as in the UK version. Going back to Apple for our last story, the tech giant has announced a new Business Connect service today, which is a free tool that allows businesses of all sizes to claim their location place cards and customize the way key information appears to more than a billion Apple users across Apple Maps, Messages, Wallet, Siri, and other apps. In the release notes on Apple Newsroom, Apple Senior Vice President of Services Eddie Q stated, "We created Business Connect to provide Apple users around the world with the most accurate information for places to eat, shop, travel, and more." Apple Business Connect gives every business owner the tools they need to connect with customers more directly and take more control over the way billions of people see and engage with their products and services every day. You're currently able to register for Apple Business Connect via the Apple website. Thank you for listening to this edition of the News Brief. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you listen. This podcast is a Bloomhive Studios original production. Find out more at bloomhive.co.uk/studios.